I'm Phil Farrar. This is Black America, San Diego style.
Smooth. Good, Justin. Turn your heads. Arm here, Cassie. Arm.
It's 5 a.m. at the San Diego Ice Arena in Mira Mesa.
Good. Wait for her.
Coach and choreographer Christine Bender shouting words of encouragement to Justin Ross and Cassie Kova.
It's always exciting learning a new routine.
But Justin says it takes time.
It's a lot more challenging. And challenge is good in skating.
Kova and Ross are very good near the top of the novice division, but they aren't your average skaters. This wide-eyed, upbeat team spirit is the only African-American ice dance team in the country.
And on ice, it's as if their caramel-colored bodies become one.
We're really creating this entirely new form of dance where it's just one person. Pretty scary sometimes that you can be able to tell what someone else is going to do, you know? You can feel by the way their body is moving.
Although they are young, they consider themselves role models.
With African-American kids, they expected to do certain things, and skating is not one of those things that you can say, oh yeah, African-Americans do that all the time. No, if it's your dream, you should go for it.
It's really sad. I mean, we really would hope to have a strong African-American community, just a lot of minorities. I mean, in any sport, you really want diversity. It kind of makes this kind of elitist sport. That's not the world that we live in.
Scotty Bibb is with the U.S. Figure Skating Association.
There's the Figure Skating in Harlem program.
But there are no statistics on how many African-Americans participate in organized figure skating programs. Bibb says that's because it's a personalized sport, and you can add the cost of equipment, coach, and ice rink time. While it's little more than a swoosh, Bibb thinks it's a start.
I do think that diversity is kind of creeping into figure skating. It's certainly not, I don't think, representative of the whole of the nation. You know, it's not reflective of that.
And really together on this rocker.
Keeping head up, good.
Towards the bleachers.
Push, push, push.
Hard work and 5 years later in the making, now the ultimate test for these two, the Winter Olympics in Russia.
Definitely the goal, 2014.
Both say there are so many good ice dance teams in the country, but Cassie and Justin may not skate for Team USA.
Côte d'Ivoire, also known as Ivory Coast, it's in West Africa. That's my nationality. I have dual citizenship.
Ivory Coast has never participated in the Winter Olympics. While their future is bright, in 5 years, Kova and Ross hope it's Olympic gold.
Nice, soft edges.
And twizzles together. Turn.
Phil Farrar, AM 600 KOGO.